Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what up? This Brooklyn Zone, Uncle Murder.
Yeah, this is Sticky from Sticky in the Hood.
What's good? This your girl, Beanie.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, C-Rock the Fury here, man.
Yo, what it do, baby? It's your man, Mike.
Hey, yeah, check it out, man. Some more A-Town. You know it's that official conference squad.
Yo, this be the almighty fourth disciple and the place to be.
What's up, y'all? It's your homegirl, Sunshine Anderson.
This is Late, the international rhyme spitter, representing Wu-Tang Recordings, England.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's your man, Guru, the icon. I'm chillin' with my partner,
super producer Solar,
representing 7 Grand Records and all that.
Yo, this is MC Light, the one and only reppin' real hip-hop with DJ Sincere in the Dirty Basement Studio.
Check speaker.
Gon' fall, no, not at all, and my baby bout to fall. Only time they need me, that's when they call. And got the nerve to ask me, what's wrong with y'all? Call me funny style, watch how this money pal. Used to dress about it, but it's funny now. Laughing at you haters, who in the fast lane? You on that bullshit, we on this cash, man. Got this because of being a black. You playing with this mic, we made it a perfection. Tax time, gon' get that back. Invest, reinvest, took us a big stack. Could've been down, but didn't know how to act. My man already know, I always got his back. You playin' with this hit, when this here's a gift. Knowing you can't stay the real Miss Smith.
The strength here is undebatable. You are now rockin' with the most unfailable. The most unfailable. It's the most unfailable. This right here is non-debatable. You are now rockin' with the most unfailable. We're the most unfailable. You are now rockin' with the most unfailable.
I've been grinding, figuring out the game. Now the whole world recognize the name. Justified music, the brand is top notch. We done came this far, why you think that I'ma stop? With my wife by my side, all I do is ride. Told niggas to roll with us, they had too much pride. Now they looking from the outside, trying to get in. All doors closed, let the storm begin. We on a mission, reaching this generation. I've got the game for sale, valuable information. Niggas don't wanna listen, scared to put up money. Make some major moves, now they say I'm acting funny. I ain't worried about them, I just do what I do. I keep my faith in God, remain honest and true. Ever since a child, I had a lock on my gift. CEO status, so they call me Mr. Smith.
This right here is undebatable. You are now rocking with the most unfailable. The most unfailable. The most unfailable. This right here is non-debatable. You are now riding with the most unfailable. We're the most unfailable. You are now riding with the most unfailable.
Never sugarcoat the truth when I'm in the booth. This is just a vibe music. Do you need the proof? I can show you how to do it. It's up to you to learn. I already knew it. Just wait on my turn. Because when God say go, we gon' go hard. Getting why the getting is good, it ain't hard. Just a little bit of faith and energy to work it. Staying on the grind, cause this is my purpose. Acting like your soul is worth it, took the set of the way. All these devils on the mic with nothing better to say. Getting tired of the same old fit. It's bullshit, niggas trying to kick. Got some growing up to do, it'll happen in time. Everybody rapping, waiting to get done. You're trying to learn it, why it's here to get. Taking over the game, you didn't know. Mrs. Smith.
This right here is undebatable. You are now rocking with the most unfailable. The most unfailable. Can be the most unfailable. This right here is undebatable. You are now rocking with the most unfailable. We're the most unfailable. You are now rocking with the most unfailable.
Well, you should already know this, alright? It's not a new thing. All right, you're rocking with the most unfadable. We back up in the building once again. Big shout out to my fam on that track, setting off the show, Justified and Mrs. Smith, totally unfadable. Well, you know, we back in the building once again, giving you that Cali call-in as we do every time this week. I got that hotness coming from the West Coast and all things affiliated. I want to give a big shout out for everybody that always holds us down. My apologies for not being able to be on the airwaves this past Tuesday. You know, we've been dealing with some crazy weather here in New York City and also some other places around the country, but we've been getting kind of socked here in New York City lately. I'm getting tired of all this snow, but it's wintertime in New York, and this is part of the thing that we got to deal with, but we're definitely going to get it heated up. You know, a lot of times when I got these crazy snowstorms, you know, it don't even make no sense. Excuse me, my connection is crazy. My internet goes haywire. And, you know, that's just something I got to, I guess, fight with my internet provider about. But we back in the building. We back in the booth today, and we're going to be giving y'all exactly what y'all came to hear. Telephone lines are open, 646-478-4069. A lot of things going on over here at Dirty Basement Radio, making some different additions to the show and to the lineup and to, you know, trying to bring y'all some different things. We're still working on the whole Dirty Basement video with my man Black Caesar X, working on bringing y'all some more of those episodes as soon as we could possibly can. Still trying to get the telephone line the way that I would like for it to be and everything going, so we're going to be doing something real soon and trying out a couple of things, so definitely stay tuned for that and watch your timelines. All right, I'm definitely pleased to announce that we're going to be bringing to these airways my homegirl Flawless the Rap Chick will be coming to Dirty Basement Radio soon. We have her first scheduled show is this coming Tuesday, and we're going to set it off real crazy, set it off real, real hot. All right, I don't know if you ever heard, Flawless was on the airways with me when I was program director over at another station, and I got to tell you, if you never heard her show, definitely tune in for Running Off at the Mouth. All right, Flawless the Rap Chick on Dirty Basement Radio is definitely going to be crazy. Going to be Thursdays at 9 p.m. All right, right on these very same airways, same call-in number and everything, so definitely tune in for that. She always got some crazy topics and some stories and, of course, hot music. You know what I mean? We're setting off the first show real, real crazy. A gentleman by the name of Bill Starr will be in the building. He is an author, among a bunch of other things, entrepreneur, investor, businessman, world traveler. And he has his book out right now called The Power of the Pussy. Yeah, that's right. So you definitely want to tune in for that debut, that premiere show, Flawless the Rap Chick Running Off at the Mouth, with special guest Bill Starr will be in the building. It's going to be a crazy, crazy hot show, so you definitely, definitely do not want to miss that. All right? Got my man Justified in the building, my co-host for the Cali Call-In. He's definitely here holding it down. Let me get him mic'd up and see what's going on in the world of Justified. Justified, what's good?
What's cracking with the DJ Sincere? Just trying to get it popping on another Cali Call-In. You know how we do it.
All right, absolutely. So, you know, what's going on in your neck of the woods right about now? You know, any news to report?
Oh, man, other than that, we got the hottest show, you know what I'm saying, on the internet, the Cali Call-In on every Saturday, you know, trying to do some last-minute deciding if I'm going to hit this Grammy event tonight or not, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'll see how I feel when the show is over, if I feel like slapping on the fit and pushing out, but I'm thinking I might go ahead and get in with it.
Okay, I see. That's what it is. Cass is doing big things, going to Grammy events, pre-Grammy parties, walking that red carpet, rubbing them elbows, you know what I mean? See, a lot of big things going on, you know, in the world of Justified Music and Dirty Basement Multimedia, man. So you definitely got to stay tuned. And, you know, don't believe some of the stuff that you might be hearing and people might be saying, man. But things is really, really going real crazy right now and in a real, real good way. So just watch and see what's happening. We got that Cocaine album out right now. That's doing some real good numbers, looking real good. All right, if you don't have it, you need to get it in your life right now. All right, Shut the Fuck Up and Cut the Check is available everywhere. Shit is real, real official right now. It's getting picked up by a lot of different blogs. It's picking it up, getting a lot of different press coverage. All right, it's hitting your store shelves and a lot of different markets and stuff. So if you want some of that official West Coast sound, that official West Coast vibe, just some real good music, period, then you definitely need to go and get that right now. Got some of the hottest features on there, some of the hottest artists that you all know. All right, we got that banger that we've been rocking here for a minute with the lead up to the album. Him and Leezy Soprano and Busta Rhymes, and, you know, everybody knows that that's definitely, you know, a dance floor filler. That comes on, club goes crazy, period. It's just that simple, you know what I mean? So, you know, Definitely stay tuned for everything that we have available. We have a few artists that's going to be coming up real soon, and they're going to be having their events. Some of them are having their listening parties. Big shout out to my man V Caliber. He's back on the scene once again doing his thing, and we definitely appreciate his support coming back in the building. Got a special guest coming through today. Later on in about an hour or so, my people, that'll be 2 o'clock California time and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, scheduled to have in the building the legendary Club Nouveau is scheduled to be in the Dirty Basement with us today. So that I'm definitely looking forward to that. Big shout out to everybody, all my people over at Double Exposure, for putting that situation together. Definitely thank y'all so, so much. All right, well, let's jump into a little bit of music right now, then we're going to get back into a couple of things, because, you know, there's always something on my mind to talk about. And while we anticipate our special guest today, Club Nouveau. All right, let's get it popping with this cocaine joint, man. Like I said before, make sure y'all go out and get that album. It's real crazy. Shut the fuck up and cut the check. Let's go.
How much you owe me, Shotty? Where my money at, bitch?
While I'm in the Maybach speeding, burning more rubber.
Damn,
I shit on niggas, better call your mother.
Mommy,
I'm clean up shit, he's a born plumber. The way I heated up shit, made it a warmer summer. I come to eat you niggas food, more supper. We born stunners, use a born sucker. I don't owe you niggas shit, but more gutter.
Grip on my lap at all times, burn a shaft all in my whip. Crip gang, city bang, I don't owe you a goddamn thing. Fools wanna run around town like to take the credit, like to put me on, man. I started back in 90 with my nigga Easy, above the law, NWA, Mission Lake and T.O. still relevant, not irrelevant. You a church mouse, I'm an elephant. I'm pro shaded to the ghetto rabbit. Don't fuck with tricks, you silly rabbit. You fuckin' with a mad ass fool again. Shit adjectives, just send it in. I'm on the island like Gilligan, Pimpin' Ginger and Marianne. Legendary, cocaine, West Coast, C's best, making moves, showing proof.
Shut the fuck up and cut the check.
Yeah.
Drop it, all you see is these bands out. Talk cheap, you wanna talk to me and I'll
put the gun in your man's mouth. Live free, die hard. Chauffeur, don't drive cars. That means I'm the one with the toaster, with no holster, and they fly far. Bitches line up to fuck with me. I hope you got your wide car, cause that bed hill is my treadmill. Lay dead still, and I'ma drive hard and sleep.
Who they? Who they? Who they? Who they? Who they? Who they? Who they talking to?
Started this shit, man, for real. Fuck y'all niggas, fuck.
Crazy Jackson, swag classic. Granddaddy, swagger. Everybody wanna ride my wagon, swagging. Every time I pull up my lacquer, 50 million out, so. Imagine how that stack up. But I've never been one to brag about my financial status. All these rappers claiming they bad, but they sound the same, they all average. And everybody try to bite the master, find them hard to swallow like cactus. Tell them I'm hard to bother like Jackson. Mike to be exactly. Y'all need to stop with all of this madness. Boy, respect and honor your daddy. Call me father. What the hell you thought you got your talent? Go ahead and use it, just pay taxes. Some of y'all abusing it, I'm not flattered. Look the face about to break savage. Make no mistake with me slacking. Good thick ain't known that I'm packing. Be out of tiny straws, I got access. Finish to the rhythm and I get them like a magnum. And when I finish them, I send them to the dragon. To the dungeon, for the maggots. Where they come from, I won't have it. Yeah, these niggas thinking they can keep it with the flow. Nigga get the mic, come jiggle for what you know. I'ma learn a nigga not to never battle bone. On my soul, I'm no hoe.
Game made of me, start of me. On the wall.
A nigga representing all sides of the coast. And like originated from five of the coast. But now I gotta hold it down and control it now. No underrated is an understatement. They never pick attention to the nigga come flagrant. They gonna get the pump of the trunk and upblaze them. Ain't it amazing? So many sound like crazy. So many try to get down like lazy. I think it's time to get busy and make a nigga wish that first don't get silly. You think I'm gonna fall off? Well, if I fall off, I'm taking all y'all. Cause the kid would be dead. My father was dead. But the boss don't eat, believe we gon' hard dog. Your favorite rapper, I burped them. Those haters that may, I murked them. Minimal fade to black and close curtains. And everything I think in the rap is so certain. Nigga, we came in the game and changed things. Made brains mainstream. Made everybody wanna harmonize in their raps, even when they came see. Ain't we some of the loudest niggas you probably ever heard of? And the verdict after they heard us was life. Them niggas is murder. Heard when I said my words. When it's my turn, I'ma hit it with the burner. To the scene of Black Katrina, fight like Ike and Tina Turner. Now I got them all shook, so I'ma keep it coming to here with that hook. You better be aware when I bail with that look. Even coming with the strip of a bull, you get tough. I can go over days and days on how I'm amazing. In so many ways I can't even really explain how I sustain it. My brain is really insane with it. It's just in the mind. Something that's telling me can't let them die. And I'ma take them to the other side once I apply. The service to rhythms that rise. Protect your bosses up in this building. Shorts of losses ain't what I'm feeling. So I aim and charge for the killing.
Game made a beast out of me. Made a beast out of me. The game made a beast out of me. The game made a beast out of me.
The man I worked for had one of the biggest companies in New York City. He didn't own his own company. White man owned it, so they owned him.
Nobody owns me, though.
The most important thing in business is honesty.
Bribery. Extortion.
Integrity, hard work.
Murder. Racketeering.
Family. Never forgetting where we came from. See, you are what you are in this world. That's either one or two things. Either you're somebody, or you ain't nobody.
Yep, it's just that simple. Somebody or nobody, make your choice. We're doing it for my fam right now. This is DMD talking about that powder game.
To make a nigga hot, come around the corner with the AK and spray the block. And niggas don't wanna refer to a truce. They'd rather catch your ass slipping at the corner, see if you're bulletproof. And some are, but most can't survive. When that 4-5 starts to ring in and make a third eye, you die. And your life is took. But make that too, cause somebody saw that shit snitched and now you're booked. And you can't no longer stack your cheese, cause that warden at the prison say when you eat shit and breathe. And that's with an L to learn a lesson. So now that's two lives gone, four kids missing, they father stressing. And your baby mama can't take no more. Soon as somebody come talking right with his nigga, she out the door. And that's the way that shit go, nigga. But keep your head up. Your true destiny, you never know. In this
part of game, the part of game, your life will never be the same. Once you're in the part of game, 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 your life will never be the same. Your life will never be the same. Once you're in the part of game, once you're in the part of game, the part of game, the part of game.
Style of a hustler and trapping off in the street. And that cocaine game was my fame. A jacket pulling out that Glock and sending iron through your brain. And that's the way I was taught to come up. You fuck with Whitey Enterprise, the third world nigga, you fucking stuck. And we didn't give a fuck, we was gangbangers who killed niggas for nothing. Now we neighborhood crack dope slangers. Young dogs up to no good. You come to Harbor Park talking that bullshit, nigga, you're burning wood. And that's the way it was for DMD. But I wouldn't trade that shit for nothing, nigga, that shit made a G of me. So I'm thankful for the life that I had. Too many homies teched out early from that Tech 9 blast. I asked, what would you do if you had to walk in my shoes? You'd probably be balled up in a corner depressed, singing them fucking blues.
Part of game, the part of game, your life will never be the same. Once you're in the part of game, the part of game, the part of game, the part of game, the part of game. Your life will never be the same. Your life will never be the same. Once you're in the part of game. Once you're in the part of game. The part of game. The part of game. The part of game. The part of game.
Yeah, that's that DMD joint, that powder game right there, giving you some of that real talk. Big shout out to my dude right there, always giving a lot of love and support. Definitely appreciate that as always. Telephone lines are open, 646-478-4069. Keeping it going with this hot independent fire. You know we are an independent artist best friend, right? No doubt about it. Make sure you hit us up for all kind of different associated services, and we'll take care of you. We won't break your pockets. I promise. But we will take care. It will cost you, but it won't cost you an arm and a leg. Maybe just like a, you know, like an elbow or something. I don't know. Maybe like your pinky toe. I don't know. But whatever the case, man, we can definitely take care of you and make sure that we expand your visibility and get your buzz up. All right. Big shout out to everybody rocking out with this coalition, all the associated stations, all of our publicists that show us support. All of the all the different people, regardless of what it is that they do in this industry, that keeps everything rolling right along. There's a lot of people, more people behind the scenes that actually make this business move than there are people in front of the camera. All right, there's a lot of these people whose names that you don't know make it possible for those names that you do know. All right, big shout out to Dye Lansky. He dropped off a new record a little while ago. We've been blazing this a little bit here. Let's drop on it right now. This is Rolling Stone.
See, my family life was okay, but built off some gentle lies. One reason for the love, the second to not jeopardize. What was at stake had taken place through some selfish eyes. One man's mistake was another man's chance to rise. I felt the love, it seemed something was always missing. Either my mind was twisted or I knew something was worth suspicion. I scratched the surface, played it off as a superstition. It came to my attention, read those words they forgot to mention. I didn't press the issue, I went about my business right. Wondered if the issues at my pops losing sleep at night. If he ever thought I was really gonna be alright. But under a park bench, I guess it's hard to see the light. Thinking the issues, I'm different from the others and it's hard to excuse.
that think they know me, but they really have no clue. I'm knitted in my shoes, tell me what would you do? A father dead and a mother that hates you. I hit the road to roll and so was my face too. A vicious circle cause my pops can relate to. Every word I said is just a part of this game, true. So every choice from bad to worse was like my first breath of fresh air to excite my lungs and inhale this curse. Expand my dream to a bit of scene as a crazy teen. How fast it seems that my life could end. But please, wasting time was just a part of my past. And I'm past the point of no return like a Taliban blast. And my past only dictates this route that I take. So this path that I've chosen is not a part of my fate. And I learned that on my own, living life without a home. After all alone, hoping for a break in the storm. But no hope for this war, that's the people's lives that's torn. A family apart, need I say anymore? I struggle with anger, plenty thought I'd lose it. Made the choice on me, fuck it, I'm just abusing. For many years I felt like I was on my own. I guess that's the way it goes, cause Papa was a rolling stone. Yeah, 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 come on.
You know, that Di Lasky with that Rolling Stone. All right, make sure y'all check out Di 4 Radio, another one of the associated stations down with this JM Coalition. So, JM, talk about the coalition.
You know, we got the hottest team of radio stations, magazines, producers, video production, just anything that an independent artist may stand in need of, you know, to get some exposure in this game, you know, somebody on our team can take care of that. So, you know, JM Coalition Worldwide, you feel me?
Absolutely. And, you know, give them the name of that website. What's the website?
They can definitely get more info on everything at justifiedmusic.net. Everything JM on there, you feel me?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know, some of the stuff that's been, you know, on my mind, man, I want to kick it around with you just a little bit, you know, because, you know, I'm a news junkie and all that kind of stuff. And I know people have their lives and sometimes, but some stuff is just so crazy. I don't see how people, you know, don't really, you know, have awareness of it. But actually, I do know how they don't have awareness of it, because the corporate media doesn't want you to have any knowledge of these things, you know, even as they affect people right here, citizens of this country, you know what I'm saying, and affecting their daily lives and everything that goes along with that. Have you heard about what happened in West Virginia with this chemical spill? You know, the people like 300,000 people, you know, got to drink the water at their own risk.
Nah, I'm not up on that, bro. Put me on game.
Well, apparently, you know, you have this company, and what happened was, as often happens when you deal with these different chemical and oil drilling type of companies, they had a spill. All right, and it wasn't an oil spill, but it was a chemical spill. I believe it was a chemical that they use in this this technique that they call fracking that you might have heard about, which is a way of getting, you know, oil out of rock, you know, so it could be used for, you know, heating and driving your car and blah, 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 blah. Well, apparently one of the chemicals that's used for this, you know, got spilled into the water supply, you know, one way or the other, and, you know, the people in this particular part of the country in West Virginia, you know, can't drink the water. You know, they've been told to use the water at their own risk. And this has been going on for the past 2 weeks. All right, this happened about 2 weeks ago, all right, when it was initially reported. I'll say it like that. It might have happened even a little bit maybe further back than that, but it was initially reported about 2 weeks ago. You know, you can't drink the water, you can't bathe in the water, nothing. And they don't know when it's going to be any different. Now, why haven't people heard about this? You know, this isn't in another part of the world, you know. This is in right here in this country, affecting a large group of people, you know what I mean? And this is one of the issues that I have when people, you know, extol the virtues of the corporation and that the corporation should be allowed to do as the corporation will. Because the corporation is allowed to do as it will, we're going to have poison water and we're going to have air that you can't breathe, you know. And water is a very scarce commodity. You know what I mean? As it is. you know, especially in a lot of different parts of the world, to be able to get, you know, running water, you know, just drinkable water is a really, really big deal. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are saying that, you know, in the not-too-distant future, that's going to be, you know, a situation that we're going to have to deal with, you know, the scarcity or the commoditization of water itself. So, yeah, man, you know, and that's just one thing. They got another situation going on in Texas that I just heard about this week, and I think it's been going on for, you know, longer, much longer than the situation in West Virginia, where there's this town, this area in Texas that they are constantly having earthquakes. I mean, like 30 earthquakes in like the last 6 months, and I hadn't heard a word about that in Texas. You know anything about that? You're not too, you know, you familiar with Texas.
Yeah, that's where my pops is at, so, you know what I'm saying, he ain't said nothing to me about that, but, wow, it's a lot of stuff, and you kind of know, you know, what angle I've been on things, man. I feel like, you know, a lot of the stuff that's happened is prophetic, you feel me? It's already been, you know, mentioned in some of the, you know, holy scriptures and things of that nature, so, you know, I'm not really too surprised by anything, you know, that I hear on the news these days, and, you know, like you're talking about the, you know, the spill and the water being contaminated, it just makes me question, it wasn't an accident, you know what I mean? And that's just, you know, that's where I'm at on things. Like, I think a lot of the stuff that goes on, it seems like it's just happening. I feel and tend to believe that, you know, it's all premeditated stuff. You feel me?
Well, I definitely agree with that. I mean, you know, a lot of these big companies, no matter how much money they make, it's never enough for them. And if they could cut a corner to make, you know, a higher profit margin, that's exactly what they do. They lobby these particular lawmakers and these different people that are in these positions to do their bidding, you know, by contributing large amounts of money to their campaign. And that becomes the game. It becomes more about getting reelected than it really becomes about, you know, doing the business of the people of this country. Now, I agree with you in terms of what you just said about scripture and how a lot of these things have been prophesied to come about for a number of years. But the thing about it is, the power is still within the hands of the people if they come to the understanding and to the realization of the power that they do have to change the course of direction. Because even though these things are prophesized, it doesn't necessarily mean that it has to go this way. But, you know, with the way that the things are being set up and with the mindset of the people, it seems like we're going to travel down this road. Because you have a continuing situation being set up where media is not doing its job, you know, just in general. And why is that? Because you have these corporations that control the media. You know what I'm saying? Look like my man Justified is dealing with a little situation over there. Seeming like a little something going on. So we're going to jump to a little bit
of
right
that
now.
Was, you know, that cell phone to go off on live radio, you know what I'm saying? I had to hit the mute on it. Actually, it was our big brother, Cocaine, calling me. I'm going to have to hit him back in a second. But, yeah, we are, you know, it's a lot of stuff. Like you said, the media, they report what they want to report for whatever reasons they have, you feel me? And, you know, we're meant to be kept in the blind to certain situations that are arising, you know, not just around the world but in our own country that you know, the people are not properly, you know, informed about unless they're actually actively seeking. But, you know, a nigga like
right.
Justin Bieber get arrested, everybody know that shit. They put that all over
right.
the news.
Right. And that's a real unfortunate thing, because that more than anything else is leading us down our path, you know, to destruction. Now, it's incumbent upon shows like this and other independent. That's why I talk about corporate and independent media. I don't care what side of the political spectrum that you're on. You know, you could be a conservative if you want to be. You could be a libertarian if you want to be. As long as you're not caught up within the corporate structure, because it's the corporate structure that is largely the problem that we've encountered in this country in the past and that we're dealing with right now. Big shout out to the homie Cocaine. Once again, make sure y'all go out and get that album, Shut the F Up and Cut the Check, is available every place right now. Some real good music. Big shout out to everybody over at Soul Focus Radio. That's another one of our associated affiliated stations with the whole JM Coalition. Alright, getting ready to jump into a little bit of music coming from them right now. This is Lil Wit talking about that everyday nigga.
Damn it. grind. Pay attention, trying to get these figures. That's just the everyday story of a nigga. Ride loaded with my hand on the trigger. That's just the everyday story of a nigga. Pay attention, trying to get these figures. That's just the everyday story of a nigga. Ride loaded with my hand on the trigger. That's just the everyday story of a nigga. If I'm feeling good, I ain't feeling right. Probably because of so much pain in my life. Sometimes I say fuck rap, I don't wanna write. I don't know which way to go, left or turn right. All I know is I need $500 by the night. You say you want a nigga knocked off and ask me what the price. You say you drop a beans, I'm asking what type. Only Lord knows what goes through my mind. I'm tired of the struggle, all I know is the grind. A nigga fucked up, they say I'm doing fine. They ask me if I'm crazy, I reply maybe. I live by the motto, fuck, pay me. Ever since a baby, a nigga couldn't play me. Need to keep your head up, gonna get better. This is just a feeling of when a nigga fed up. Doing anything by any means to get the cheddar. Paper chasing, trying to get these figures. That's just the everyday story of a nigga. Ride loaded with my hand on the trigger. That's just the everyday story of a nigga. Paper chasing, trying to get these figures. That's just the everyday story of a nigga. Ride loaded with my hand on the trigger. That's just the everyday story of a nigga.
Pickpocket, grind a heated pickpocket. Dirty and sad, my Teflon filled with toxic. I'ma let off for the first nigga with diarrhea. Live my life. Story ain't shit, but a diarrhea clip. I seen I'm being, I mean I'm in. Did it all just about my nigga, just to pay the rent. Nice green I sent on triple beams and went. From a nigga slipping burgers, one to keep the team content. Hold death grip with my finger on the trigger. On my paper chase, grind loaded, getting bigger. Cold creeks with a 4-beat soda spitter. Valley bread, bout the bread, quick to soda nigga. Check my hotline, cell phone for missed calls. Make my face, collect my issue to switch off. They hit the weight pile, shit full of dick hole. Collect my chips that I missed from the late store. Hit my bread, niggas bring beer, they sore. Meats bang, ended by whip, we play hard. Hit the studio with flame, we compilate hard. Contemplate marked up out of the mix, it's fresh form.
Paper chasing, trying to get these figures. That's just the everyday story of a nigga. Ride loaded with my hand on the trigger. That's just the everyday story of a nigga. Paper chasing, trying to get these figures. That's just the everyday story of a nigga. Ride loaded with my hand on the trigger. That's just the everyday story of a nigga.
Early in the morning on the mission, I gotta get it. The homie say you got a lick and he tryna hit it. Oh, let's do it, get dressed and get to it. I'm down for whatever, what's the plan and the movement? Now I got the layout, smiling too big, only thinking of the payout. OGs told me hustle day in and day out, so I'm nose in on my 5-0 going way out. Been through too many struggles not to get paid now. And been through too many jobs, I'm trying to see rain clouds. I've been starving, it's starting to build up a rage now. I'm still ain't let this full bread nigga out the cage now. Got no choice but to go hard like a savage, in any opposition getting damaged. Cause the nigga ride loaded with my hand on the trigger. Still paper chasing, trying to get these figures.
Yeah, I'm really digging the guitar work on that track right there. That was Lil Wit talking about that everyday nigga. Definitely a hot joint right there. Big shout out to everybody over at Soul Focus. Make sure you check them out, man. They got a lot of stuff popping off over there also on Soul Focus Radio. You know, like I always say, if you want to get your buzz going through the roof, you need to holler at me, holler at Justified. It's not just Justified Music. It's not just Dirty Basement. There's a lot of different people involved, a lot of different entities. We could, you know, definitely spread you around to a lot of different places and get them playing your music and, you know, playing your video posted up on a lot of different websites. You know, big shout out to my man King over at MixtapeFights.com. Shout out to Duchess over at Greenleaf. All right. Matter of fact, hold on a second, y'all. Yeah, matter of fact, you know, definitely got to give a big shout out to another one of my folks. We've been chopping it up behind the scenes and definitely going to be bringing some more stuff to y'all coming up real soon. Big shout out to my homegirl Jackie. Right, in Minnesota. Now, I like talking to her, but I can't talk to her about the weather Justified because of the simple fact that she lives in Minnesota. And I was telling her how it was like 6 degrees here in New York City. She was like, 6 degrees? It's minus 15 in Minnesota. I'm like, minus 15? Oh, my goodness, I can't even compete with that. You know what I'm saying? It's just cold, but it's so cold that, you know, they just closed the schools and just keep them closed, you know, until winter's over. You know, there's no school in winter. You don't have, like Christmas break like normal people. You got winter break where they just close schools for, like, 3 months.
Man, that's crazy, bro. That weather ain't no joke. The weather been funny out here, too, man. One day is warm, next day is cold. Like, today I went out to do some little running, you know what I'm saying, before getting prepared for the show. And was dressed totally wrong. I dressed according to yesterday. And was out there with my sweatshirt on, my hoodie on, and like, man, I'm burning up. So, you know,
yeah,
it's definitely
yeah.
some, you know, craziness going on, you know, with this weather pattern. And just to plug out, you know, tomorrow's topic, you know, for my Mafia radio show that we do over there on Die For with me and Cocaine, you know, that's going to be one of our topics. And I'd love to have you hit the show up because I know you have a wealth of information on these things. But the title, you know, the topic will be conspiracy theories. You know what I mean? So we'll be talking about a lot of the stuff that's going on and just getting different, you know, points of view as to what people, you know, think and feel about what's happening in our world today.
Nice, nice, nice. Okay, okay. I definitely, if I have a chance to, you know, drop in, I'll definitely drop in on that. I was getting ready to throw something at you because I've been, you know, for my Tuesday show, something that I've been thinking about putting out there, but I just wanted to see what you thought about it real quick. All right. Telephone lines are open, 646-478-4069. Don't forget to press that number one button when you do call in so we know that you got something to say. 253, I see you. Don't go no place. We'll be coming to you in just a minute. But I just wanted to know, do you think that, you know, somebody under the age of 21 should be sentenced to life in prison or the death penalty? You think somebody that young should be sentenced, particularly to life in prison? I mean, the death penalty is like, that's a whole other conversation. But, you know, to be 15 or 16 years old and be sentenced to basically to die in jail, I guess, you know, that's a death penalty too. You know, what do you think about that?
I mean, that's a hard one, bro. You know what I mean? Of course, I think, you know, there's room, you know, for, you know, forgiveness or to learn your lesson. And it's hard to prove that you learned the lesson if you get, you know, hit with life. But then it also goes to, you know, the game that we're playing. What did you do? You feel me? Like a life for a life. You took a life. You know, that's the chance you took, knowing that that's how the game get down. So, you know, that's a hard one, you know, to really answer. Personally, no, I don't believe anybody, you know, should be given a life sentence, especially, you know, that young. But whether that they're that young or they're 30 or 40, life is a long time, you know what I mean? That's like the rest of your life. So, you know, it just, of course, if somebody did something to your family, you're like, give them life, give them the chair, you know what I mean? So it's one of them, you know, one of them touchy topics that, you know, you're gonna have different feedback from different folks. But me, I would say, I don't think, you know, anybody, you know, deserves a life sentence, you know what I mean? But then, it goes down to, like, what they did, you know what I mean? And they went out and killed 100 people and went on a murder spree. Yeah, they need that. They need that ass locked up. But, you know, I can't call it, man. I don't think that a youngster should get life, you know, that they should be given a chance to, you know, reinsert themselves into society and get that, what they call it, you know, you're supposed to recoup and, you know, get yourself right. How you know if you got it right if you don't ever get another shot at the game?
Okay, I got you. Well, that's something that going to be coming up on the Tuesday edition of the Dirty Basement Show. We're going to be putting that question, that topic out there for people to call in and to give their feelings on. Let me jump to this caller right now. Matter of fact, I think this is my dude Black Caesar in the building. Let me see if this is who I think this is. I'm not quite sure. You know, because Caesar be all over the place, man. He call in from London sometimes. He's here in New York. 253, you're live on the air.
Well, all right, child. What it do? This is Sweet Talk coming. Colin.
We got the great Cocaine in the building. What's the word, my brother?
What a dookie stick, man. I'm just, you know, supporting. You know, big ups to Basement. Big ups to my boy Justified. You know, the contest is going on right now. And it's a beautiful day out here in the Northwest, so I'm taking pictures, snapshot pictures, and I'm sending them to y'all. So you kind of get warmed up out there, you dig?
Oh, man, we definitely need that, man, because as a matter of fact, I think it's done started snowing again. Oh, man, this is crazy.
Man.
I think I Man, I told Justified I'm moving out to California at least for these winter months. You know, I'm coming. I'm gonna get me a winter house in California, man. So I ain't got to deal with this no more. This is the worst.
Man, but big ups. I just called in to show my support and.
Thank you.
You know, it's a beautiful thing. You know, everybody is showing mad love for the new project, Shut the F Up. But we want to make sure everybody get out there and enter that contest because you don't want to lose out, you know, your chance to get one of these hooks or iPad and $2,000 cash.
Wow.
So get out there, get in where you fit in. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, and good luck to everybody out there. And, continue to put pain where it ain't for all of us. You know what I'm saying? You know how we is. We the team. You know, we need all our fan support to go ahead and screenshot. Make sure you send it to buddyboyent.staff@gmail.com. We're picking the winner February 14th. And bottom line, if you don't get a chance to win, at least you're going to have one of the funkiest albums to hit in a long time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, make sure y'all go and get that. Absolutely. Shut the F up and cut the check. We got the man himself. All right, Cocaine on the line with us, hanging out for just a minute. All right, we definitely appreciate the call. We know that you got a run and all, but just like you said, that contest is popping right now. Make sure y'all get that. We're going to run that commercial in a hot second so everybody can get that information on how to get down. You heard what he said? $2,000 in cash is one of the prizes, man. I know there's nobody around in the hood that can't use two stacks, all right? So spend a little, invest a little, $10, you know, $15, go cop that album, take that screenshot, send it into the email address, and you could win. All right, Cocaine, any last words?
Hey, man, peace and love and peace all over the globe. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow at Mafia Radio. It's going to be some exciting topic. You know, we talking about poison in the water. We talking about this new gonorrhea to make AIDS look like a punk. I mean, whatever comes to mind, we're going to talk about it and we're going to discuss it with the community. Mafia Radio. Yeah, I'm at
it. All right, there it is right there. All right, big shout out to Cocaine for coming through for a minute. And check out that show, Justify. What time does that come on Sundays on Die For Radio?
2 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 5 to 7 East Coast Time on Die For Radio. You can get the links at justifiedmusic.net or follow us on Twitter at TheRealJustified. And, you know, we're going to make sure we keep, you know, that information and those links available to the public to see because we really have some deep, you know, some deep dialogue, man. We play some good music, but more than that, just the, you know, the content of the conversation is always something that, you know, reels you in and keeps you there.
All right, absolutely. That's what it is. Dirty Basement Radio Show with the Cali Call-In. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
The moment you've all been waiting for. The album is here. Buddy Boy Entertainment proudly presents Cocaine, Step the F Up and Cut the Check. Available everywhere online and in stores January 14th. Guest appearance. Beetlejuice. Jazz and Corrupted DPC. Matt Lucci. Richie Rich. E3. Code 187. And Cocaine's daughter, Anisha. Shout out to Baby Lo, Guap, Dundala, the Extras. And from the hit single off the new album, What I. Featuring Busta Rhymes and Lizzy Soprano. Cocaine is also throwing a Set the F Up and Cut the Check contest. Starts January 14, 2014, the same day of the album release. Enter the contest by sending a screenshot of your purchased CD of Cocaine's new album, Set the F Up and Cut the Check. You must also send your full name, your address, and your prize claim to buddyboyent.staff@gmail.com. The winner will be selected Friday, February 14, 2014. Winning prizes include a free hook, Cocaine himself, an iPad, and other cash prizes. You can also order the new album at BuddyBoyEnt.com. Once again, that's BuddyBoyEnt.com. January 14, 2014. SoFo Focus Radio, Cali Call-In, DJ Assassin, 98.2 The Beat, Facebook Radio, JustifiedMusic.net, Blog Talk Coalition, Shut Em Down Radio, and all other affiliated radio stations will be giving away the CD and merchandise of the new Cocaine album. In conjunction with the content, January 14, 2014, stay tuned for more details. Good luck, stay winning, and remember, set the F up and cut the check. This commercial was brought to you by Drodians.com, Soul Focus Radio, JustifiedMusic.net, Die For Radio, Dirty Basement Radio, and Buddy Boy ENT. Remember, set the F up and cut the check.
Shut it down, radio.
For me, I'm Steve Rothstein, bitch!
Alright, I hope y'all got that information right there about that album and about that contest, alright? Like I said before, download the album, get it in your nearest store, take that screenshot, send it into the email address, and you're entered into that contest. All right, you can win an iPad. You can win, if you're an artist, you need this. If you're an artist, you can win a hook from the man himself. All right, you can win 2 stacks in cash. All right, matter of fact, and I think they're actually giving cash, so, you know, that's like on the low. All right, so definitely get involved with that situation. Going back to these telephones right now, I think I see Black. I think this is Black Caesar right here. Let me see if this is who I think it is. 718, you're live.
Yeah, I thought I'd get you, man. I'm in the boogie down Bronx. That's why you see that 718 number up on the screen. You know what I mean?
All right. Yes, sir. So what's good with you? What's going on?
Well, I figured I would call in just to sneak out a little bit of information. You know, we were kind of working and doing a little stuff behind the scenes there. And February 1st is the date. I'm leaking it out here on your show first. February 1st is the date that it's set. Because a lot of people, we've been listening to that Cocaine album, you know. But a lot of the Cali call-in and mixtape and the new album he's got out, but not a lot of people know what Cocaine look like. So you don't know about it, but you might or you could. We got you to kind of host the show, and we're going to get Cocaine live up on Dirty Basement Video one-on-one. So that's what we got that's coming up is the DJ Sincere, that's you, live with Cocaine, one-on-one with the man himself up on the screen.
Nice, nice. Sounds real nice. We still got Cocaine in the building. I think we still got him connected. Cocaine, you still with us?
What a dookie stick. What up, Black Z?
Hey, what up, my dude? Yes, indeed, man. We got him on the – getting ready to put him on the camera because now I was running some of those videos on the show, and people were hot on the video, especially – where it was kind of a documentary and you told a story about it, and I was getting feedback and people saying, well, you know, when are we going to get to see him other than in the video?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I appreciate that. That's a nice setup to something that's very innovative, you know what I'm saying, that we're touching the people. And, you know, the good thing about all of our movement is that we don't care about the politics. It's about good music. It's about good independence, and at the end of the day, you know, the streets run it. That's why we're getting it out there to the streets worldwide, you know. If you're on the East Coast, you're in the South, you're on the West, all over the globe, wherever streets is at, this is one of the most funkiest albums to come out from the West Coast. Go get this new album. This album is for you. You know, so it's something that's different. I'm happy to be a part of that situation where they can see my face, live chat, see Sincere. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be crazy, man. You know, and that's what it's about, staying in tune to the fans to where it can be a one-on-one situation to let everybody know my family is y'all family. You dig?
Yeah. Hey, Sincere, you know
yes,
something
sir.
that... Yeah, that happened the other day. I was chopping it up with one of my buddies by the name of Pence, at P-E-N-C-E, from out in Germany. So he was telling me, yeah, man, I know all these cats, man. They're Cali, they got all these good rappers and this, that, the other. Well, I'm like, hey, okay. Well, you watching the video? Yeah, man, you got some, but you need this guy and that guy. So I thought to go and take a look at Cocaine's videos and stuff while I was playing. Homeboy in Germany went off and started bombarding Cocaine's Twitter feed and line. He just went crazy on Cocaine. So, that dude is in Germany, man.
We gonna have to put him in funk rehab then. You dig? He hits on that cocaine now.
Well, I don't think that'll work. The only thing I think he's looking for is you got to find a way to get cocaine out to Germany now. You know,
we connect together right now.
That's going to be the only antidote for that. My man Pence is to get you out to Germany. So I hope you're working on that since then.
Well, you know, it's definitely a worldwide movement, man. We are definitely international with all the things that we do. Big shout out to everybody who's tuned in, checking us out in the different areas, the different platforms all over the globe. We definitely thank y'all so much and appreciate the support coming, you know, from whether it's Germany, Japan, my people over in, you know, in Africa on the continent. You know, we got people all over the place, so we definitely appreciate everybody's support. Getting ready to come to the top of the hour, expecting our guests to come through in just a little while, expecting Club Nouveau to be in the building with us in just a bit. But in the meantime, let's bounce a little bit more of this. Yeah, we're waiting on them. So hopefully during this next hour, we'll be able to catch up with them on these airwaves. So we're going to bounce a little bit more of this music while we wait on them. This is Baby Loke, Corrupt, and the man that's in the building with us right now, Cocaine. This is Active.
Big up for me gangsta virgin them.
Yeah.
Cocaine and corrupt young guy, they don't know how Baby Loke I do it.
Yeah.
We act about this, so see me. Boom, boy, yeah.
Got it.
Where's that corrupt
nigga?
Tell him.
I got a Chevy. Breaking down the levee on them. And I'm clowning them, bumping in the Chevy. Dissect the street, surgical, dissect the beat. Who's next to speak? Listen to get checked and beat. Got the homies on Rambo, waiting around. Dumping niggas like Rambo, eating the can. This is drive-by music. Heat in the van, something bombing on niggas just as deep as we can. Nigga get dead, step and leave a chalk imprint. Like what the fuck made this nigga fuck with him? See that be them, and I'm rolling up in the last activity, nigga, where the action is at. But you a bitch, and that's an actual fact. You need some activity, or nah, how bitch is that? You snitch, and that's an actual rap. I don't fuck with niggas like that, an actual fact, you see me?
Dippin' in the streets, don't ride the whip. I got something for you, it's time. I'm
active, I'm on, active, turned out. I never clock out, I'll stay the work. If you're a player like me, keep thrilling the dirt, cause I'm active, I'm on, stay active, turned out. But I'm on shots, I'm on them DNA, it's fairly good. Shells are go fly, bullets step on you, no eye. Fussy rump on the rum on you, go die, so I'm a sign. Whenever I want them talk, my mama on tradition. Shot them to pay the head, bucket of commission. Bring my daddy up on the wall, blow the prison. They kill them whole family, that's my mission. When the gang must have on the scene with them chucks, man I give two fucks. When me AK flip up your body stuff, man I like them long talk. 9 mil go spark. No fuckery business, boy, you know life will go dark. Like men looking corrupt, them got they come with two clocks. The two that we take and bring murder on spot. Blow out of bed, box shells change out them dog. Be tripping the front of rope on them grave.
Man, rap them body dash, them going out the ditch. Say, who no test me groove?
Yeah,
them out of luck, now who no grade up on me windshield?
Stupid fuck!
Me no say no more, when me look the dogs fed up. Beer good or bad, trigger finger get the cup. Pussy or nah, now who no dead terrorize. We active over here, sir.
See me dipping in the street, go ride the whip. I got some for you if you're trying to trip, cause I'm active.
I'm active, turned out.
I never clock out, I'll stay as a bird. You see a player like me, keep the rim on the
that's that Active joint. Definitely a hot record right there. Make sure that y'all get that album. Shut the F Up and Cut the Check. Got artist stuff. Matter of fact, I think both of those artists are actually featured on the album. I know that Baby Loke is definitely signed to Buddy Boy, and I think Corrupt is also featured on that album. So let me bounce another joint that we got. We got Cocaine on this joint right here, another joint that y'all been hearing on Dirty Basement Radio. And you could also catch it on that Cali Call In mixtape. Big shout out to Jay Loco and everybody who's rocking on this track. This is Hood Party.
Indiana Pacers, Dodger Blue Ragdoll, fucking on some dancers. Whole squad ball headed like they got cancer. Hold it down for the brown, I'm the fucking answer. All tatted up, motherfuckers in the gang of us.
Bitches in the back, my niggas rolling the G-Ride. The coach that I rep, throw it up for the west side. Jumped on the track, that's produced by Baby. Our party turn up, we about to get baby. Ain't no fun, it's a youngin' ain't in it. Dice game in the gut, and a nigga straight running. Surrounded by all my niggas, pour it up for my lost G. This California weed got me high like some palm trees.
Pour some Hennessy up in my cup. Let's get fucked up, and let's head down to the hood bar. Smoking on that good and I'm toed up. Ready to fuck one of these bitches at the hood party.
West Coast up, it's all I see. SSG funk hood party. Fuck it up, look and dance with me. Don't shoot that bus, you get a pass on me. Hit them swings, knock four more bitches. Brag to bitches, that ain't my story. I've been knocking hoes in Georgie Porgy. Been knocking hoes in Georgie Porgy.
Smoking on that good, drank in the hood. Silly niggas will get X'd in the hood. California life, everybody good. I'm fucked up, it's so understood. All West, don't get it misunderstood. G shit off Hennessy in the mix. Faded, we need a radio mix. Bitches eyeballing, the nigga don't trip.
Pour some Hennessy up in my cup. Let's get fucked up, and let's head down to the hood party. Smoking on that good and I'm toed up. Ready to fuck one of these bitches at the hood.
Yeah, just giving y'all a little piece of that real quick. If you want to hear the whole thing, definitely go get that Cali Callin' mixtape hosted by Cocaine. All right, that joint is available every place also. All right, let me jump back to these telephones real quick and see what's good with this area code. 818, you're live on the air. Dirty Basement Show, DJ Sincere and Justified.
Hi, this is Jay King from Club Nouveau.
Jay King, Club Nouveau. Yes, sir. Thank you so much. We definitely appreciate you coming in and spending some time with us. So how are you today?
I'm wonderful. I woke up. I knew it was a good day.
All right, there it is. I guess that basically says it all. Well, once again, it's definitely a pleasure to have you in the building. A lot of history with you guys, a lot of great music over the years. You know, big shout out to everybody over at Double Exposure for putting this situation together. So, you know, let's get straight into it. You know, what have you guys been up to lately? And then I just want to, you know, go back a little bit because you have a real extensive history, you know, in the music business, the things that you've accomplished, you know, the records that you've worked, the artists that you've produced. So, you know, you can just basically start wherever you like.
Well, you know, we have a new Club Nouveau album coming out called Consciousness. We have a new single coming out at Urban AC Radio called That Ain't Love. And we're about to come back out and get on the road and work. So, you know, it's the original guys, myself, Valerie Watson, Samuel Prater, you know, the same three original vocalists that worked on the other projects.
Okay, okay. So what was the, you know, what was your beginnings in the, you know, in the business? You know, how did you get started musically? You know, were you, you know, you played instruments or, you know, you had people in your family that were musically inclined? What was your beginnings?
Well, for me, you know, I've always loved music. My mother and father were both avid music listeners. my uncle Saunders King was a blues guitarist in the 1930s, and he had a song called the SK Blues. A lot of people in my family, you know, were ministers. My great-grandfather Judge King was a minister. My uncle Ulysses U.S. King was a minister. And so they all played music. And so it was always, you know, in my family, in my blood to some degree. And then, you know, then just, I guess I was just born into it. I just love music. I've always, as long as I've been, since I was a sperm, you know, I think I liked music.
Right, right. Okay. All right. But as far as, you know, breaking through, what was that moment that said, well, okay, I think I could really do this and make a career out of it, you know, make a viable career out of it?
Well, to be honest with you, I never thought of it from that standpoint. I just knew that I loved music. And I started off as a rapper. I was in a group called Frost. You know, we were from Alaska because I lived in Alaska for some time. And when I came back to do the music business, I came from Alaska. So me and a guy named Marquis Smith, we were Frost. And we had a record out called The Battle Beat that went double aluminum. And then I did Rumors with the Timex Social Club, you know, and I did the record independently because nobody liked the record. Nobody wanted it, and nobody believed in it. And so off the back of my car from the beginning, I started selling this 12-inch, a song called Rumors. That became a number one record on a Billboard R&B charts and a top 10 pop record, and sold 3.5 million records. And to this day,
yes,
I believe it's the biggest 12-inch, you know, on a straight.
Okay, I think we might be losing you a little bit. You seem to be breaking up just a little bit. Yeah, I think we might have lost Mr. King just for a minute. We're going to see if we can get him back connected. I think I have another one of the members of Club Nouveau just came on the line. Let me see if I can get them connected. I have another 818. You're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, DJ Sincere?
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, it's Val Watson.
Oh, well, thank you for calling into the show. We have the female vocalist from Club Nouveau is in the building. We had just lost Mr. King, but I think we got him back right now. Mr. King, are you with us?
Yes, sir. Sorry about that. You know, no matter how good technology is, it's not perfect.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I was just saying that, you know, Randy Rand and John Brown were the two guys that really taught me the independent music business. Both men have since passed. But they were two of the smartest people that I'd ever met. And to this day, I've never met a man smarter than Randy Rand as it relates to the mechanics of the music business. And really, he's the one who really got me started on the path of understanding the mechanics, not just being a musician, not just being a songwriter, not just being a performer, but being a mechanic when it came to the music business. And that's understanding, you know, how distribution works, how manufacturing works, how, you know, how marketing works, how publishing works, how overseas licensing works, and really understand that there's so many moving parts to the music business, and you know, and not to just be locked into one area.
Right. Well, I want to go back a little bit since you mentioned the Timex Social Club, because I remember that whole era, you know, very well. And, you know, when you said nobody believed in the record, I remember when I first heard that record broke here in New York City, man. Everybody went crazy over that record. Rumors was huge, man. That record was
huge. Yeah, but that's not
huge.
Where it started. You know, but by the time it got to New York and California, you know, it was little cities like Dothan, Alabama, Huntsville, Alabama, Greenwood, Mississippi, you know, Killeen, Texas. It was these little bitty small places that really broke this record. And you know, it really gave me such a strong foundation that by the time New York, California, you know, Dallas, Houston, Chicago, you know, by the time those major markets got to it, it was undeniable. They didn't play it because they wanted to. They played because they had to. And really because the people said it. Because radio ignored this record. This record lost its bullet twice on the way up the charts. The record was out 9 months before it broke through. So radio always had a chance to hear the record. And that's why I tell people that are doing independent records, you know, you have to really understand the mechanics of how to set your record up, how to get it out there. And don't, you know, sometimes people get, they go for a record too early. They don't have the dollar to pay for what needs to be paid for in order to take the record to the next level, or they haven't done the groundwork for the foundation of that record. So when they do step up, that that the record has some real legs under it and it can stand up.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of the problem with a lot of independent artists is that, well, artists these days, period, is that they put out too many songs. They put out song after song, and like you say, they don't give the song an opportunity to really, you know, gather any kind of momentum. You know what I mean? But we have Miss Valerie in the building also, so I want to bring her into this conversation. How are you, ma'am?
Hey, what's
Hello?
Up? I'm doing all right. Hello?
All right.
Wow, I can't.
Yes,
look, I'm surprised. Last time we talked to Val, she was at the sauna.
Where was I?
Me and Sam. Sam said, "Is Val coming?" I said, "No, she's getting a sauna or a massage or something."
Oh yeah.
Well, I'm glad.
At the spa.
But now,
well, I'm
now
glad
you
was able
Sam,
to.
Yeah, Sam was at the NAMM convention. So he just sent me a text and said, "Jay, I won't make it. I'm at the NAMM." So
oh,
I'm glad to see
okay.
Val here.
Okay, well, big shout out to Samuel also. We definitely appreciate, you know, the thought. But Val, how did you get involved with this whole situation, and what's your beginnings with the whole Club Nouveau?
Well, let's see. One of the guys that was in Timex Social Club, Alex Hill, I was doing demos with him on the weekend while I was in college. And I was over at his place one afternoon, and he was telling me about, you know, his producer, Jay King. And I was like, Jay King? I know that name. And then he was like, hey, well, let's call him up. And called him up, and it was the same Jay King that I had known since I was like 14, 15 years old. We used to play together when I would go visit my grandparents in Vallejo, California. So, we reconnected, and he was like, you know, this group really needs a girl. I think they need a girl, so why don't you think about joining? So I was like, okay. So this was all after Rumors had been recorded. So we just started the process of integrating me into the group. But before that could, before we could get anything going as a member of the group, the group decided to take a different route. Jay, you want to pick up the story there?
Well, they signed it. Yeah, she was a member of Timex Social Club.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And then they signed a deal behind my back with somebody else because I didn't have a contract with them. And so me and Valerie got together with Denny and Tommy, and then they brought in Samuel, Denny did, and we formed Club Nouveau.
Okay,
and so
that's
Jealousy,
how that whole went down.
Yeah, Jealousy was a track that we were going to work on as a follow-up for the Timex Social Club Rumors. And when they did what they did, I wrote it about them. So that's why I said,
well,
I can't tell you why these things continue to happen to me, but some people get so jealous of the smallest of all things. I tried to help some friends to help themselves to get their lives intact. They came out spreading rumors. Now I have to come out spreading facts. I was talking
right,
about
that. Like I you know, I'm sitting over here, and I'm smiling because I remember that whole situation, all of that, and it's real incredible to me to be able to talk about it with you guys live on the air right now. We're definitely going to go into some of that music. We're going to touch on Rumors, and we're definitely going to play Jealousy and a couple of the other big songs that you guys had before we go into some of this new music. But before we do that, I definitely want to open it up to some of the other people that I have in the building with me. I have my co-host, Justified, also. I know that he wants to have some words with you guys also.
Yeah, Justified. I appreciate you guys visiting the Cali Call-In and giving us this opportunity to get up and close and personal with you guys. So big salute to you all for, you know, breaking from your schedule and coming on to the show.
Thanks for having us.
All the time, all the time. Yeah, like you said, you know, I was when those songs came out, I was more of a youngster, you know what I'm saying, than I am now. And but definitely Rumors was that joint. I can't see how, you know, you say anybody, you know, wasn't feeling that, because when it hit out here, it was big. And actually, I'm just going, we was at a Cocaine's album release party, and DJ Battlecat was DJing, and he broke out with Rumors just like out of the mix, out of nowhere. And it was like, oh, and like, it's still, you know, it still gravitated the people to the floor. Like, that's my shit. You know what I mean? So, big shout out to Club Nouveau. I definitely, you know, grew up on you guys' sound, for sure, for sure.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Oh, look like we got somebody that's tuned into the show, getting a little bit of, right, little bit of feedback.
Well, they got delayed. So whoever it is, they need to put the
is
system
that
on
a
mute.
Rookie out there in radio land? Because you know you're not supposed to be listening to yourself while you on the radio.
You know, I mean, I tell people that all the time, but they don't listen. You can't be on the air and listen to the show at the same time. It doesn't work. But we definitely appreciate them tuning in, you know, anyway. But we just want to take a minute. We want to jump into this joint, and I'm going to come back to the telephones. We got a couple more people I know just want to, you know, I have a couple of words with you. But let's jump into this first song that, you know, started the whole ball rolling. Timex Social Club, produced by Jay King, Rumors.
How do rumors
Yeah, throwing it back right there with a classic record, big, big record right there, Atomic Social Club and Rumors. We have Club Nouveau in the building with us, hanging out in the dirty basement with us right now. Whatever happened to those guys?
Well, you know, Michael Marshall went to Germany and had some pretty good success for a little while, and then he came back to the United States. And I believe Michael Marshall has one of the most interesting voices in the history of music. And with the right producer and the right songs, I think Michael Marshall, even today, would be a factor, because you're not going to ever find another voice like his. His voice is that unusual and that special to me. I just felt like he really and, you know, sometimes it's just finding the right direction, finding the right songs. But Michael did the vocal on I Got Five on It.
Hey,
he
Tim.
Was, I got five on it. That was him.
Right.
And, you know,
okay.
So I love Michael Marshall, you know, his voice. Alex Hill, I don't know, Alex was really the music guy for them, for that group. He was the sound of them. And I love Alex. I think Alex is another talented guy who was, to me, like a black Thomas Dolby. He just had a really interesting take on music and on the way he went about creating songs, and it was more, you know, more than a player. He was more of a programmer, but really had a great feel for rhythm and drums. And Marcus Thomas, and I don't know what Alex is doing now. And I know he moved to Sacramento. He worked with me for a while, and then he kind of got out of the music business. And Marcus Thompson, he was really, I think, the glue to the whole thing for those guys. And when they fell out with each other, I believe the whole concept for what they were doing fell out. And I think that's where I came in for them. I think I was the direction for them. And had we stayed in that direction, I believe we would have sold 5 or 6 million singles or Rumors. And I believe we would have had a huge – I think we would have sold 5 million plus albums. We would have stayed independent. We would have never went to a major label. And then, you know, and Valerie would have been infused. We had some really cool songs for Val and Michael that would have been great. And when that didn't happen, you know, Samuel is another guy who, to me, who has a special, special voice, just in a different way than Michael. And so that's why Samuel and Val work together, because Val, as you know, has her own distinct sound. And that's always, for me, I love those kind of voices that stand out by themselves. And I really try to just write interesting lyric melody to fuse with those kind of voices.
Okay. Let me see if I still have Cocaine with me. Cocaine, are you still connected? You still in the building with us?
Man, I'm blown back, man. That's all. I'm like a kid in a candy store. I just want to say it's an honor. It's an honor growing up on y'all records. You know, y'all the embodiment. Y'all like crocheted into that suppression, into them ghettos, because, you know, listening to y'all records always made life a little better. You feel me? So I really appreciate y'all sound, y'all style, and you know, for y'all to still doing y'all thing is just an inspiration.
Thanks, sir.
Yeah, thanks.
For sure. Salute. So the next thing I'll say, I got to get a feature. I'm going to have to get a feature, but, you know, and we'll talk about that later. But God bless y'all, and continue success. May God take you to higher ground. And that's what it's about. You know, playing that good music that you guys do, and we just love it. I know all over the world we love you.
Right on.
Absolutely, absolutely.
That's why we're excited about the new album, you know, the Consciousness album, because we feel like, you know, even though it's been 18 years since we made a complete album, and so people always ask me what took you guys so long, and I just felt like, you know, if we had made the record that we made now, and if we had made it 10 years ago, people wouldn't have, you know, people would have been saying, you know, that was a good record by Club Nouveau. You know, I wonder what happened with it, because I don't think music was ready for it. I think music, you know, we were in the tune era where people were just writing good tunes. They were writing funky beats. They were catchy beats, but nothing with real substance. It was just about, you know, dance and beats. But now I think people are tired of that, and they just want songs. They still want, you still got to have some rhythm. You still got to have beats. But you got to have some substance in the song, and a lot of the songs that are on this record are songs that we wrote as long as 15 years ago, 18 years ago.
Wow!
You know, some of these songs are 18 years old, But good, you know, I always say, real music never dies, and
yes,
you know
sir.
We get the opportunity to do it again. And I think another thing, you know, we're non-drinkers, non-smokers, non-druggers, and it shows up in our work, in our voices. So when you hear Val, when you hear Sam, you hear myself, we sound probably better than when you heard us the first time because we really took care of ourselves. We took care of our health.
And
as creative people, you know, we've gotten better as creative people. We've gotten better working with each other, knowing each other, and we become better human beings because hopefully the older you get, the more you learn, the better of a person you become. And I think it's reflected in our music and what we're saying in the music. So, you know, Val said when we started this record, she said, I want to work for 10 years straight. And so that's what we're doing.
Okay. I have another one of my people in the building. I know he has something that he want to say to you. Black Caesar, you with us now?
Oh, yeah. I was checking that out when you were playing that song, Rumors, and that was one of the hot songs that, you know, I remember from back in the days there that I'm finally getting a chance to check out the group. And, you know, for me, you know, what they were doing is, I really hadn't heard up until 86 any good music like that with a jumpy R&B kind of sound since like Sly and the Family Stone. So that's how far back I go. When they came out with that Rumors, I was like, oh, okay, now we talking. Somebody's coming back with some stuff, with some music that's saying something. Beat is good and the whole thing. You know, so I was just checking that out and looking it up online. And I didn't know that the group is originally out of the Bay Area in California.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Because now with some of the young cats that have got a lot of stuff going on, there's this one young cat, Young Incredible and stuff. He's from out of the Bay Area, too. So that Bay Area seems to be all of a sudden now you got a new album coming out. That Bay Area is really experiencing a whole resurgence.
Well, the Bay Area, you know, I got to tell you, the Bay Area is never out of the loop in itself. We're always creating new talent in the Bay. You have a lot of cats that come out of the Bay Area that are stars just in the Bay Area, like Messy Marv and San Quinn, you know, that are homegrown stars, Ray Love, Mac Maul. So we're always creating new music, and we have our own distribution system with City Hall, right there, and you can sell directly to a lot of retail stores because we still have record stores like Rasputin's right there in the Bay Area. So we always have something going on in the Bay Area. There's never a resurgence of the Bay. It's just when people finally decide to look at it. But the Bay Area is always a melting pot for music, a lot of great musicians, a lot of great talent, and a lot of great creativity.
Now, tell me a little bit about Lean On Me. What made you decide to remake that record and put that out, that Bill Withers classic?
Well, me and Denny have been talking about the song for a while. And the first incarnation of the song I didn't love. I just didn't. And so we fought about it. We actually thought about not even putting it on there. But we went over to the Caribbean. And, you know, that... Yeah, man, that thing was going on. But me and Denny were listening to a lot of early BET. And at that time, BET late night would be playing go-go music, Red and the Boys, Chuck Johnson and the Soul Searchers, and,
right.
You know, a lot of these different groups, EU. And so we took the rhythm of the Caribbean and the rhythm of go-go and kind of fused them together to create this whole rhythm for Lean On Me. And it just worked. And I don't even, I don't know if we loved this song when we did it. We just liked it. It was cool. But I don't think any of us could say when we finished this album that we knew this was going to be a great album, it was going to be a big hit, and we were going to have all these hit records. I don't think one of us could say that. You know, we were just writing songs, and the eight songs that you got on that record were the only songs we wrote. We didn't write anything past Jealousy, Situation Number 9, Why You Treat Me So Bad, Heavy On My Mind, Let Me Go. Those are the only songs we wrote for this record, and Lean On Me.
Mm.
Promises, Promises.
Well, they
I
were,
mean,
and, but they were all know, solid just, songs, though.
Yeah. But you know, we didn't know. You know, they were solid songs because you all said it, because the people liked it. I think, and you know, then we, and we have some other great albums that I thought were just really solid records, but because I think because of politics with me in the record business, because I really was battling with my record label and with the music business at large about ownership, about artists owning and controlling who we are and what we do. I think a lot of what happened, a lot of the non-success for Club Nouveau happened because of the politics that were against me. But I think if you go back into our catalog and you go to iTunes and you go listen to some of the other Club Nouveau albums, like Everything is Black, A New Beginning, Under a Nouveau Groove, Listen to the Message, the Collection Volume 1, I think what you'll start hearing is, wow, Club Nouveau really always had some deep, that they were always deep with music. I think this is this new record, and especially just how open the music business is right now, it's a great time. And it's one of the few times in the history of music where artists really get to own and control the vibration that they put in the marketplace. And we have a responsibility, you know, for what we say, for the vibration that we put out there, for how we, you know, for how we interact with the audience. You know, at this point, we can't blame it on record companies. We can't say, I did this because of the record company. I acted a fool because the record company wanted me to. Now it's on us. And we have a real responsibility to protect music and the creative process, and that's what we're attempting to do with the Consciousness album.
Giving y'all some real talk right now on Dirty Basement Radio. We have our guest in the building, Club Nouveau. I want to jump into this Lean On Me, then we're going to come back and we're going to go into that new That Ain't Love. I was playing that a little bit earlier. Real, real good song. I know everybody's really going to like that. But let's throw it back just one more minute with another big, big record, the remake of the Bill Withers classic, Lean On Me, from Club Nouveau.
Understand, we all need somebody to lead. Just call me.
And when you need a friend.
Call me.
Oh, baby, now.
Call me.
And when you need a friend.
Yes, another big, big song right there from the group we have in the building, the pleasure that we have to have in the building with us, Club Nouveau. That was Lean On Me. Valerie, I want to get you into this conversation just a little bit more. I'd like to hear some solo work from you. You have any songs on the forthcoming album where you're singing any kind of solos, anything like that?
Not really on this project, but I put out a solo project under the name Val Watson back in 2000. It was about 2000.
No, 2005.
2005?
Yeah, 2005. And it's called Herbal, a great project.
U-R-B-A-L.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I definitely got to get some... Definitely got to get some cuts from that so we can start playing that on these airwaves also. Who do you guys listen to, as enjoyment? Who do you like out there that's in the marketplace right now?
I listen to Chris Brown, Rihanna. I like that stuff from Daft Punk.
Okay.
I listen to Kim, Ledisi. Good music all around.
Okay.
I love Kanye. I just think he's really artistic. But I don't listen to a lot of newer music. Even though I like Beyonce's one song that she did, Love on Top, I thought was a great song. Def Punk, Lucky, I love that song. But I don't know if there's any artist. I like Adele. I loved her album. But I don't know if there's any artist out here today that's really making music that makes me feel like anything, because I think computers have become so much a part of what they do that they're losing feeling. Keisha Cole had a song called Remember. I remember when I first found that love. I thought that, and it's a lot of emotion in that song. And that's what the song's got to make me feel like something. But I listen to a lot of stuff from the 70s. I'm listening to Bread and Bobby Womack and Brenda Russell. I'm listening to Cameo, Captain and Tennille, The Carpenters. I'm listening to, Marvin Gaye, David Ruffin, Donald Byrd, Donny Hathaway, Al Green. So I listen to
classic.
I love Elton John. I love songs that have a life to them. I think a lot of what we get now are hamburgers. I mean, they're really good when they're hot.
Right.
But past that initial heat. I mean, it's like a McDonald's hamburger. If you get it while it's hot, that's the best McDonald's is going to get at that point. Anything past that hot stage, when it starts to get warm or cool down, you ain't really fooling with McDonald's, or any hamburger.
Yeah. You can't really try to heat it back up, right? Heat it back up.
I like steaks. A steak, you can put a steak in a refrigerator for a few days, and by the time the flavor to set in, and you heat that bad boy back up, it's better than when it was cooked. And that's
steak is tough, man. You got to get the right kind of steak.
Well, again.
But them Colby hamburgers are good as hell.
Val talking about a literal steak. I'm talking figuratively.
A grass-fed hamburger is good.
Val, I'm speaking figuratively.
So that's why
when you listen to Aretha Franklin, Marvin Gaye, Donny Hathaway, those are steaks. Those are people that make great music. If you hear a Cameo record right now, if you hear a George Clinton record right now, Funkadelic, Knee Deep, Flashlight,
Mm-hmm.
You know, that record is just as hot now as it was, and sometimes hotter
yes,
based
sir.
On what you're playing than when it first came out. And that's what I mean
that's
when
right.
I say, you know, I want to be a steak and not a hamburger.
Well, is there anybody that you guys, any new artists, because, you know, you mentioned a number of, you know, artists from the Bay Area. You know, is there any artists that you guys are working with that we should look out for?
No, you know what? I'm not working with anybody. I'm actually getting ready to produce a Karen White record of just classic songs. So she just asked me to do that, and we're working. I'm just starting to work on that now. But I'm not working with a whole bunch of artists. I'm really focused on Club Nouveau. My charge is to do, you know, the problem, I think, even with me with Club Nouveau was I was doing so many things at the same time, running a label, producing other groups, doing other business stuff, and not really focusing in on Club Nouveau. This time I want to focus in on Club Nouveau. You know, all indications right now from what we're getting from radio is that That Ain't Love is going to be a big record for us. And
I think so.
If that record is what everybody says it's going to be, then we have a strong enough album to follow it up with four or five other songs, and we want to
mm-hmm.
take this record
okay.
as far as we can and then get ready for the next record. And, you know, I've got the next five albums figured out already in my head, titles, direction, and everything, and that's before Val and Samuel even start adding to it and write co-writing and or bringing songs and other guys in our band because, you know, it's not just the three of us. It's the three of us, and then we have five musicians that are our band that tour with us. So we're a real band. So when
okay.
all of us, all eight of us get together and start, start working. And then this record, the way we put it together was really just me just going different places and doing it with limited interaction other than when we were in the studio. The next record, we're going to really be involved in it with each other, so I can only imagine what kind of creativity is going to come out of it and how much better it's going to be than this record. And I believe to date this is the best album we ever made. And I know bands say that all the time, but I think when people hear this record, hear this album in its entirety, you're going to say, wow, that is the best album I've ever heard from Club Nouveau. And when Val said that she agreed with me, that's when I knew that we probably have made our best album, because normally she's going to debate me all the way.
Well, as a longtime fan of Club Nouveau, I'm definitely glad to see that you guys are back in effect, putting out new music, going to be hitting the road again in support of this new album, I'm quite sure. Are there any guest appearances on the album?
Yes, we have Lee Bailey, who owns EUR Web. He does a spoken thing in the song Consciousness, and Chuck D blesses us with the most incredible verse of
nice.
Rap that you're going to ever hear. I mean, he is on top of his game with it. Chubb Rock did a song with us called Let's Have a Party.
Okay.
He killed it. a rapper out of Sacramento named Jameezy, he did a song, Call Yourself a Friend of Mine, with us. He blessed us with a verse. Larry Dunn from Earth, Wind, and Fire played on four or five songs. With the original keyboard player with them. Derek Allen, Derek D.O.A. Allen, who's a producer, bass player, guitarist, he played on the album. Dave Stone, we had just a host of different musicians that played on the record, but the real guest appearances are from the rappers and from Lee Bailey.
Okay, fantastic. Well, definitely looking forward to that. And the name of the album again is?
Consciousness.
Consciousness. Definitely looking forward to that. Well, we want to go into this lead single. If you haven't heard it, remember where you heard it first, right here on Dirty Basement Radio. Brand new, coming from Club Nouveau, That Ain't Love.
This is a song about love.
Yeah.
But it's not a good love. It's not a real love.
Oh.
And if your love sounds like this, then that ain't love.
When I work, putting hard days, that's how I keep these bills paid. At my crib, things go my way. Don't give a damn about what your girlfriend say. When I come home, ain't no way in. Should have my dinner on my plate in.
Clear the table when my meal is done. And break me off, girl, when I want some.
Girlfriend, don't let them boss you like that.
That ain't love.
You pay your own bills, got your own car, got your own grip, you got it like that.
That ain't love.
He can cook and serve his own damn meal. And if you don't, some other trick will. Walk away when you can, girlfriend. Better yet, you better run to that ain't love.
See, in my house, that's how it's gotta be. Knew I was thugging when you met me. So you know that I don't play around.
Well, I know that.
Girl, don't make me put my Mac hand down.
You better step back.
If you want me to be real with you,
yeah, real.
You better do the things I tell you to. So don't be tripping, just respect
you
me.
Gotta, I'm
cause in my house, that's how it's gotta be.
Girlfriend, trying to run a game on you.
That ain't love.
Listen here, ain't no talk back. Ain't got no time for no tip for tat. Girl, you know I'm where your place is at. So you better recognize that. See, I'm a player from the old school. And in my house, it's just the same old rule. So don't be tripping, just respect me. Cause in my house, that's how it's got to be. You love me, baby. I've been good to you.
And still, he's the reason for your tears. Why you let him treat you so
don't
bad?
Don't let nobody play you for the fool.
Think about leaving, think of believing.
Don't let him
pretend in the
sand. Cause then you're
mine.
No.
And
absolutely fantastic. Brand new music coming from our guest that are in the Dirty Basement right now, Club Nouveau. New song, That Ain't Love. Remember where you heard it first, right here on Dirty Basement Radio. Ain't no doubt about it. Club Nouveau is back. If you had any doubt about it, yes, they are in fine voice. Mr. King, Miss Valerie, thank you so much. I definitely appreciate having this opportunity to have you guys on my airwaves. And I'm definitely looking forward to the forthcoming album. Are you guys into social media? Where can people follow you at?
You can follow us on Twitter at The Club Nouveau. That's TheClubNouveauV like victory, VEAU, NOUVEAU, at The Club Nouveau. And we're on Facebook at facebook.com/TheClubNouveau. Where our website is www.clubnouveau.me, and you can email us at theclubnouveau@gmail.com.
Fantastic. Ms. Valerie, any last words?
Yeah! I'm ready to roll, y'all.
All right, that's what's up. Once again, thank you guys so much. We definitely appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sincere.
All right, thank you. All right, it's Dirty Basement Radio Show. We just finished chopping it up with Club Nouveau. You just finished hearing their brand-new song right there, That Ain't Love. Dirty Basement Radio, all right, we got about 10 minutes left in the show, Justified. You still with me?
Yeah, I'm still right here, Big Sincere, doing a little multitasking.
I hear you. Fantastic interview with Mr. King and Miss Valerie coming through Club Nouveau. Big shout out to Samuel. Unfortunately, he couldn't make it on the airways with us. Maybe we'll have a chance to chop it up with him on another occasion. But we definitely appreciate them and their time. All right, well, we got about 10 minutes left in the show. Matter of fact, I think I'm gonna drop this Samuel, because he had actually dropped a solo joint back in the days that definitely was a banger too. So let's throw it back on this one, Samuel from Club Nouveau. So you like what you see.
Records, and you're listening to the Cali Calling with Justified and DJ Sincere.
Yeah, just got a few more minutes left in the show. Big shout out to everybody who came through. Big shout out to the listeners that's always supporting the show. We definitely appreciate it, of course. Big shout out to our special guest today, Club Nouveau. Big shout out to Cocaine for coming through and hanging out with us on the show. All right, and everybody else that's always supporting. Always remember, man, Dirty Basement Radio, the Cali Calling. Excuse me. Justified Music, MixtapeFights.com. Accept no imitations. We bring you the best, absolute best, most exclusive guests, most exclusive interviews. If you missed any part of this show, you just go to MixtapeFights.com following this broadcast, and you'll be able to catch the replay. You will be seeing this on Twitter, on Facebook, and, of course, it will be posted on my podcast, so you can check it out on demand. All right, big shout-out to all my people that's always supporting and carry the Dirty Basement Show. Big shout-out to my people over at Pro Flow Radio, my folks over at UNI Now, Universe Radio, doing it real big. Big shout-out to my man Studio Bug over at BX Records. We definitely appreciate everybody that has carried the Dirty Basement Show in syndication all these years. Thank y'all so much. Well, it's about that time for us to get out this door. But so Justified, have you made up your mind? You're gonna go and hit that Grammy party tonight or what?
Man, so much has been going on through my texting and stuff while we've been doing the show. I just got hit up by Freeway Rick's people. They also having an event tonight with Spice One and Edie from the Outlaws.
Oh,
and all the cats have done the Cali Call-In radio show. So I'm kind of thinking, bro, I'm going to hit that one. You know what I mean? Because I feel it'll be more lucrative to our business. You know, holler at some cats about this Cali Call-In mixtape too. And, you know, I'll be able to catch up with Spice.
Right.
And like I said, all the cats that, you know, we've had you know, bless our show and be guests, you know, is going to be in the building tonight. So I think that's the one that I'm going to end up hitting, you know what I mean? So, you know, shout out to Freeway Ricky doing his party tonight in Westminster. So I think that might be where I shift to tonight. It's a, you know, it's Grammy weekend, so there's shit going on everywhere.
Well, either one sounds like a winner to me, so I know regardless the way you end up at tonight is definitely going to be a good time, definitely going to be a lot of big networking opportunities. But while we still got just a couple of minutes, why don't you talk a little bit about that coming, soon to be coming, just starting to get that together right now, that Cali Call In 2 mixtape. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, you know, we're going to reach out to the independent artists like we always do, you know, to submit their music. We're going to keep it on that Cali vibe, you know what I mean? I think this time we're going to go, you know, we got them the smooth smoke out mixtape. Now we're going to give them something, to, you know what I'm saying, when they want to get pumped up and push through traffic and be motivated on their money, you know what I mean? So we're going to come with that independent nigga theme, you know, for this mixtape. And, you know, it's going to do just as good, if not better, as Volume 1 did. So, you know, thanks to you and all your great networks and getting us in all the blog sites and magazines and, you know, just the whole team. I think, you know, Volume 2, because seeing is believing. And, you know, when we first started talking about the mixtape Volume 1,
right,
you know, cats were like, is they really going to do it? And was real suspect. But then when they seen how we dropped it and the quality of it and, you know, the download power and all the different sites that picked up on it, you know, they're believers now. So, you know what I mean? We'll have that full
That's
head of steam
right.
on us.
That's right. All right. Now, justify the saying it nice, but I ain't going to say it so nice. That's right. Y'all doubted us. We showed y'all what time it is. Don't front on yourself again, because you're not fronting on us. All right. Because we're going to do this regardless. All right. We're going to put together another hot project, because I told y'all this is what I do. I drop classics. It's what I do. All right. We're going to put together another hot one. We're going to put it out. It's going to be promoted real big. So if you want to be promoted real big, then it would behoove you to hit up Justify and get involved with this next mixtape, because it's definitely going to be official. We're going to blow it up all over again, and it's going to be a whole lot of hot music. And if you don't get on it, you're going to be mad again, because you'll be like, damn, the last one did good. This one did really, really good, and I done messed up again. So don't mess up again. All right, don't mess up again. Hit up Justify right now. Send in your joint. All right, send in your joint first, because we got to make sure that the joint is going to work for what we're doing. All right, gotta be right. You know, gotta have the right.
And I think
sound.
That's what's
right
about
vibe.
Us. We ain't just your submission money, man. We the music gotta be hot. If it ain't hot, man, we don't need your fee. You feel me? Because we putting out, like you
there
said,
you
classic. So, you know, don't think that you could just pay for a slot and send us some bull, because we will gladly decline your payment and
you
find
know.
Some hotness in your place.
That's it. Send it right back. So, you know, don't, you know, we don't do it like other people. I've even known other mixtapes that can let you choose, you know, which number you want to play, and I never really understood that. But, you know, because that'll never work, because you might not be a number one sounding song. Your song might not sound like it belongs to, you know, to start off a mixtape. It might work better at number five or something, but you paid to be number one. Now my mixtape is backwards. See, I don't do stupid stuff like that. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow. The mixtape show will be on with my man King and Duchess. Remember, we got Flawless the Rap Chick coming to these airwaves. Coming up this coming Thursday, 9 p.m., running off at the mouth. It's going to be real crazy. We out the door right now. We're going to shut it down with my dude, California Fig. This joint is I'm Hot. Y'all take care and be safe. Peace.
I'ma give it to him hot, well tell me why not. If I don't give it hot, then the whole thing flop. From the California coast down to the dirty south, living in the ATL, kept the grill in my mouth. Now I'm living back in stack, got this whole track burning. California Fig, got the whole back swerving. Laws of attraction, yeah boy action. Beating on the beat like Rampage Jackson. About to get it cracking, show me where the stage at. Now I'm shining bright in the light, not the basement. Looking for replacement, settle for retirement. All them garbage rappers, they be bad for the environment. Now I'm the fireman, quit the spit flames. If you wanna play the game, I can go for 9 frames. I can hit for 9 innings, I can shoot for 4 quarters. If you wanna make it hot, I'm the mix of bacon soda. Man, here we go.
tell me why not. It's funny they wanna hate, so I let them stay hating. Ready for the moment, I'm done waiting. Tell them I'm hot, here we go, I'm hot. If the poops is in the music, come and tell me why not. It's funny they wanna hate, so I let them stay hating. Ready for the moment, I'm done waiting. Tell them
now
I'm
hot. Back for the second time, oh yeah, the second time. Quit this bitch the first verse, hit him with the second rhyme. Hit him like some club of lanes, jab him like Apollo Creed. If you really want it hot, I can give you what you need. No need for a plea, we can sign a treaty. I'ma steal from the rich, then give it to the needy. No need being greedy, but I gotta keep the gas on. When I get my money right, I really get my math on. Then I'll get my stack on, dressing all black on. In a pack with a rat, bout to get my mask on. North High Prodigy, summertime calling me. Make it hot, Tupac, springtime stalling me. Now you see they loving me, take a trip to Florida. See what's good, make it happen, take a stop in Georgia. Then it's back to the capital, burning California. Sacramento accidental, quick to run up on ya.
Man, here we go, I'm hot. If the proof is in the music, come and tell me why not. It's funny they wanna hate, so I let them stay hating. Ready for the moment, I'm done waiting. Tell them I'm hot, here we go, I'm hot. If the proof is in the music, come and tell me why not. It's funny they wanna hate, so I let them stay hating. Ready for the moment, I'm done waiting. Tell them I'ma
do it for the love, I don't need no inspiration. When I'm done and I won, I'ma give a demonstration. I be in the jungle, I be ready for a rumble. See, I'm the winner, but my style stay humble. Ready for a strangle, ready for a fight in the night with a bangle. Boy, what's your angle? Your people got a game plan. Now I'm about to shut it down and change the whole game plan.
Change the whole game, man.
This is what we do. I'ma hit him with the wildcat, then the run and shoot. Then I change it with an audible and call out for a spread. I'ma catapult opponents if I need to get ahead. No need in looking back, I'ma settle for the fact. I be laughing at the haters as they falling on their back. If I don't give it hot, then tell me why not. If I don't give it hot, then the whole thing stops.
Here we go, I'm hot. If the proof is in the music, come and tell me why.